You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. This episode is sponsored by The Brand Table. The Brand Table is an online platform that provides you with a community, content, and contacts to begin building your brand. This season, we're introducing Brand Bites. Brand Bites are short, digestible bonus episodes that offer you tactical tips to build out your brand. This is a concept we've adopted from The Brand Table's Instagram that we thought would fit nicely in between episodes here on the show. The Brand Bites were created to give you just a taste of what could come once you claim your seat at the table. So head on over to bit.ly/thebrandtable to claim your seat at the table where everybody eats. Welcome back. Happy Friday. I am recording this episode on a Friday. It is a beautiful day in Atlanta, about 75 degrees. I am sitting in front of my window, still social distancing, but I can hear people mowing lawns. I can hear birds chirping, all of that good stuff. And it makes me feel good about springtime. So I'm here, even though I am sick and tired of sitting in the house. But nonetheless, I'm excited to be coming back to you all again, chit-chatting. Once more, we are back with a Brand Bite. If you don't know what my Brand Bites are pretty much adapted from the Brand Table's Instagram as a quick way to pretty much give you a boost of energy, motivation, and some quick brand tips. So we're not going to be long. Today, what we're chatting about is audacity, right? And I've always, I guess it sounds weird, right? But I've always loved this word audacity. Like audacity, when you look at the definition of the word, it pretty much means taking bold risk. Anyone that knows me knows I am a very bold person. I am, for lack of better terms, loud. I am an extrovert with introvert tendencies at times. But when I think about audacity, I think about how it is so imperative for people who are building their brands to have audacity, meaning people who are building their brands need to be able to take bold risk. How bold? I mean, that's up to you. But nonetheless, you have to be audacious. Now, this audacity or this whole, I guess, topic came about because I attended an event for my full-time job. So many of you know that I work as a consultant full-time here in Atlanta. So that is like my, I guess you would call it a 9-to-5, though sometimes it is very much not a 9-to-5. Either way, I was attending an event. This was back on International Women's Day for my job, and I was there, and there were a number of women there from all over the company, and even more so all over Atlanta, right? Because we partnered with a number of different, I guess, companies and large organizations. They brought some people out. There was this entire panel that happened. The CMO of the Atlanta Hawks was sitting on that panel. The CHRO of UPS was on that panel. It was really, really cool, right? And even more so, the CIO of my company was sort of facilitating that panel as well. Now, to give you some background, I met our CIO back sometime last year. I cannot remember specifically how. I think it was just via email. I reached out and I said, hey, can I set up this time? Can we chat? I serve on one of the boards for my job, and that allowed me to pretty much bring her in, have dinner, and connect her with other analysts that we have in the office. Nonetheless, I'm at this event on International Women's Day, and our CIO sees me, right? So we catch up really quickly, do a quick hug, fist bump, what have you, and we're pretty much chatting about everything that's been going on since we last spoke, which was about like 3 months, right? We're catching up. I'm telling her what's going on with my projects, the things that are going on with my podcast, the Brand Table, all of this great stuff, right? Now, unbeknownst to me, she then goes and mentions me and how we met and all of this good stuff within her introduction for the panel. Now, within her introduction, she then goes into this topic of being audacious, right? The topic of audacity. And she then mentions me and says that I had the audacity with her being CEO to reach out, right? And many people think that when I guess you're approaching people who are in these positions that in your mind are much larger than yours, right? Or people who have been in the industry longer than you, or people who know more than you. Sometimes there's this feeling that there's a wall up and you cannot reach out. And honestly, for me, that is completely not true. I am someone who, if I want to talk to you, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to reach out. So nonetheless, she's introducing this topic of being audacious and how, as women, we need to be more audacious. We need to have more audacity. So I wanted to take that and pretty much adapt that and turn this into a brand bite episode that we have here on the podcast about how, when you are building your brand, you need to have audacity. Audacity meaning you need to be in the space where you are willing to take bold risk. Now, when we talk about audacity, in what regards do you need to be audacious, right? In what regards do you need to, I guess, be bold, be unapologetic? Well, to me, number one, you need to be able to have the audacity to tell your story. The problem that I see with a lot of people is that they are not willing to go out there and pretty much yell from the mountains, yell from the rooftops what it is they do, what their background is, and who they are. Why? I found this is because people think that you have to reach a certain milestone. You have to reach a certain age, a certain year marker before you are able to pour back into others. And I'm not going to lie, I was one of these people as well. I was one to say that, you know what, like, I'm still in my 20s. What can I offer people who are looking to brand themselves? What can I offer people who are looking to build their businesses and ensure that they can sustain through, I guess, this economy right now, but even furthermore, just on through success and growth, right? How can I do that? And I figured that since I was still in my early 20s and I hadn't gotten to some point yet, right? Like, I hadn't become a millionaire. I hadn't, like, had this multi-billion dollar company. I hadn't been in the workforce for at least 5 years, that I didn't have anything to say to people, that people wouldn't want to listen to my story. Now, obviously, that is completely not true, right? In my regard, but even more so in yours. There are people who want to hear your story. There are people who want to know about how you got through what you got through. There are people who are currently going through things that you may have gotten through, and then your story or your testimony is then going to help them to, I guess, triumph and get through their current, I guess, trial and tribulation, what have you. But you need to have the audacity to tell your story when you are building brands, because stories are what connect people. And when you're building a brand, this isn't just about networking. This isn't just about getting as many contacts as you can and just using people for your own benefit. When you're building your own brand, it is about building a community. If you've been on one of my webinars, I use this term tribe, right? Because a tribe is people who are going to bat on your behalf. Beyonce is someone who has a tribe. A tribe of people who are constantly going to go to bat for her, and they are going to defend her in the case that there's anything out there that they believe is not right. So you need to have that audacity to tell the story, your story specifically, so that you can connect with other people and begin building your tribe. Number two, you need to have the audacity to actually reach out to people. So this is what I was speaking about earlier when I told the small story of the CIO getting up and she's mentioning me and my name in front of all of these high-level executive people across Atlanta. And she said that I had this audacity to reach out. And many people don't believe, or they don't have this audacity themselves to just reach out, introduce themselves to someone, and, like I was saying, tell their story. So have that audacity to actually reach out to people to collaborate, reach out to people to learn from them in what they are doing and how you can then step into the space that they are currently in. But you need to be bold, you need to be risky in that fashion so that you are going out and you're asking the right questions, you're meeting the right people, and people, I guess, understand your interests that you have in a particular industry, expertise, or whatever. And lastly, you just need to have the audacity to ask, whether this is asking for mentorship, whether this is asking your customer base, your client base for the sale. You just need to have the audacity to ask, right? And there's this quote that I'm sure most of you know, right? You have not because you ask not. Like, closed mouths cannot get fed. So if you are thinking that someone is just going to know that you're playing in a particular industry and they're just going to know that you have a particular offering that you're selling, they aren't. So you have to be audacious enough to actually make the ask for the sale, make the ask for the informational interview, make the ask for, I don't know, a feature in a publication. You have to be that audacious, because what is the worst that they could say? No. And at that point, you just go to the next person or you try again. And even when you get the no, sometimes a no is just a not yet. So this idea of having audacity, I mean, honestly, I don't even think it sticks to just this particular topic of what we're talking about right now, which is branding. Audacity goes a long way across many different, I guess, thresholds within your life. Just having the audacity to put yourself first, having the audacity to quit that job that you are not happy at and then go and find something that is better suited for the skills that you're looking to gain. All of this is really, again, bold risk, having the audacity. So what I want to challenge you all today with is just pick up an audacious, I guess, personality. Pick up an audacious characteristic. Do something with audacity either this week or this weekend, this morning, whenever you are listening. Challenge yourself to do something with audacity in mind. Do something very risky, very bold, something that makes you very uncomfortable, right? Like sending a risky text where you kind of just have to send it and then turn your phone off. That is audacity. That is what I want you all to do. So happy Friday yet again. And if you are listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, what have you, happy whatever day it is. Continue to remain safe, continue to remain healthy. And if you want to remain connected with me, let's chit chat or whatever, feel free to reach out to me on all social media platforms. My name is at Precious C. Price. Thank you so much for listening. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C. Price. That's at PreciousCPrice. I can't wait to chat with you guys.